Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm your host, Herman Popplebury. This is the podcast where I tackle Daniel's questions about artificial intelligence and technology, with answers generated entirely by Sonnet 4. As always, please remember that AI responses may contain inaccuracies, so do your own research on important topics. Today we're diving into a question that touches on privacy, smart TVs, and the somewhat paranoid but entirely reasonable concern about whether our televisions are secretly taking screenshots of everything we watch. Daniel's wife read something online about this, and frankly, it sparked exactly the kind of technical investigation that makes for a fascinating episode. Let me start with the bottom line. Yes, some smart TVs and streaming devices do capture information about what you're watching, but the reality is more nuanced than constant screenshotting. The threat is real, but it's also often misunderstood. First, let's talk about what's actually happening. Most smart TV manufacturers aren't literally taking screenshots in the way you might screenshot your phone. Instead, they're using a technique called Automatic Content Recognition, or ACR. This technology analyzes the audio fingerprints or visual patterns of what you're watching to identify content. It's like Shazam for your TV. It can recognize shows, movies, and even advertisements without needing to store actual images. However, some manufacturers do go further. Samsung, for instance, has been caught using a feature that can capture and transmit screenshots for service improvement purposes. LG has similar capabilities built into their webOS platform. The key difference is that these aren't necessarily running constantly. They're often triggered by specific events or user interactions. Now, Daniel mentioned his experience with a Xiaomi Android TV box, and this is where things get particularly interesting. Xiaomi devices are notorious for their aggressive data collection practices. The company has been documented collecting viewing habits, device usage patterns, and yes, sometimes visual data from screens. The challenge Daniel faced in removing this functionality isn't accidental, it's by design. These manufacturers make money from your data, so they're not exactly eager to make it easy to opt out. Regarding Android permissions, Daniel raises an excellent point about whether non-privileged apps can take screenshots. In theory, Android's permission system should prevent random apps from capturing your screen without explicit permission. The system alert window permission and screen recording capabilities require user consent. However, there are several important caveats. First, system-level apps, the kind that come pre-installed by manufacturers, often have elevated privileges that bypass normal permission restrictions. These aren't apps you downloaded from the Play Store, they're baked into the firmware. Second, there are legitimate APIs that apps can use to capture content under specific circumstances, like accessibility services or screen sharing features, which can be exploited. Third, and this is crucial, many smart TVs aren't running standard Android. They're running customized versions where the manufacturer has complete control over the permission system. Your Xiaomi box, for instance, likely runs MIUI TV, which is Xiaomi's heavily modified Android variant. In these environments, the manufacturer can essentially do whatever they want. So what about Daniel's idea of bringing his own hardware? This is actually a brilliant approach, and yes, it would give you much more control. A Raspberry Pi running something like LibreELEC or a mini PC with Ubuntu would indeed allow you to monitor network traffic and see exactly what's being transmitted. You'd have root access to the entire system, so any screenshotting or data collection would be visible to you. However, there are some practical limitations to consider. First, you'd lose access to many streaming services that require DRM, like Netflix in 4K or Disney Plus. These services often refuse to work on non-certified devices. Second, while you can monitor outgoing network traffic, sophisticated malware could potentially hide its activities or transmit data in ways that aren't immediately obvious. But for someone with Daniel's technical inclinations, a custom solution is probably the most privacy-respecting approach. You could run Kodi, Plex, or even a full desktop environment and have complete transparency about what your device is doing. Now, let's talk mitigation strategies for those who want to keep their existing smart TVs. The most effective approach is network-level blocking. You can configure your router to block your TV's internet access entirely, or use a Pi-hole to block known telemetry domains. Many smart TVs will still function for local media and HDMI inputs, even without internet access. If you need internet connectivity for streaming, consider using a dedicated streaming device that you trust more than your TV manufacturer. An Apple TV, for instance, has much stronger privacy protections than most Android TV implementations. Alternatively, you could use a VPN or configure your router to route TV traffic through a VPN that blocks tracking. For Android TV devices specifically, you can often disable or uninstall suspicious packages using ADB commands, though this requires some technical knowledge. Daniel's experience with finding random system packages is typical manufacturers often install dozens of data collection services with obscure names. There's also the nuclear option, physically disconnecting your TV from the internet and using it purely as a display. Connect a separate streaming device, gaming console, or computer for smart functionality. This gives you the benefits of a large, high-quality display without the privacy concerns. It's worth noting that the spyware protection app Daniel mentioned, which renders screens black to prevent screenshots, is addressing a different threat model. That's primarily designed to protect against malicious apps on phones or computers, not the kind of manufacturer-level surveillance we're discussing with smart TVs. The broader context here is that smart TV manufacturers are essentially in the advertising business now. The margins on TV hardware are razor-thin, so companies like Samsung, LG, and Xiaomi make their money by collecting and selling data about your viewing habits. This creates a fundamental conflict of interest between what's good for users and what's profitable for manufacturers. Regulatory pressure is starting to build around these practices. The EU's Digital Services Act and various state privacy laws in the US are beginning to require more transparency about data collection. But enforcement is still patchy, and many manufacturers continue to push the boundaries of what's acceptable. My advice, if you're technically inclined like Daniel, absolutely go the custom hardware route. A Raspberry Pi 4 or a small form factor PC running Linux will give you complete control and transparency. For everyone else, at minimum disconnect your smart TV from the internet and use a separate streaming device from a company with better privacy practices. The reality is that we're living in an era where our televisions have become sophisticated surveillance devices, often without our explicit consent. But with the right knowledge and tools, you can take back control of your living room. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions about technology, AI, or anything else that's keeping you up at night, send them my way. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry reminding you to stay curious, stay skeptical, and maybe check what your TV is really doing when you think it's just showing you Netflix. For more detailed information about smart TV privacy and mitigation techniques, check the show notes, where I'll include links to relevant studies and tools.